You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Up in the sky.
It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel. And we're on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation by calling 614-901-5622. So on today's show, we have a special guest calling in. The guest is... Narel Joseph from Antigua and Barbados. He's going to call in the second half of the show. But first, we have some things to talk about. Did you know that I visited the spookiest destination in Indiana? You know, a couple weeks ago, I went to French Lick, Indiana, and I didn't realize I was visiting the spookiest destination in Indiana. And it's the spookiest destination in Indiana, but I'll get back to that. First, I want to talk about you need to get out to vote. There's still time for early voting. You can early vote tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. So there's still time to get out to vote, and it's still time to do the early voting. Wow. So, yes, I visited the spookiest destination in the state of Indiana. A couple weeks ago, I visited French Lick, Indiana, and it turns out that that is designated as one of the spookiest destinations in Indiana. You can crank up the creepiness. It's that time of year, time for pumpkin, spice, everything, and spending our time actively pursuing getting the living daylight scared out of us. In addition to testing your nerves at the Howing local haunted house, why not pay a visit to your state's spookiest location to take your Halloween haunts to the next level? If you visit our Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, we've listed the spookiest destinations in each state. But I want to talk about the destination that I just visited that was the spookiest destination in the state of Indiana. And that is French Lick Resorts in Indiana. The resort of French Lick used to be frequented by mobsters and other characters of ill repute. And many are said to be doing business there today. Both of the resorts' gorgeous historic hotels feature brilliant architect and a few famous ghostly encounters. And during my stay there, I have to agree that there's an eeriness to certain parts of the resorts. They have long, empty hallways. There's a lot of things that you can do in the basement. The bowling alley is in the basement. And then when you go to the other resort there, West Baton, they have a ceiling that's really tall, a dome. And I'm told that dome used to host circuses and a bunch of other things. So yeah, it is kind of spooky there. And the spookiest destination in the state of Ohio is the Ohio State Reformatory. This mansion for criminals in Mansfield is rumored to be haunted by some of its most maniacal former residents. The prison is also well known for hosting Ohio's finest haunted house each October and for being the filming location for the Shawshank Redemption. I didn't know that's where they filmed that at, was the Ohio State Reformatory. So we have a lot of news to cover. This just in. There's an app that can safely help reopen borders. And in case you haven't heard, Hawaii is back open and ready to welcome you. A safe travel program has been launched to safely bring travelers back to the island of Hawaii. There are three steps all travelers must complete prior to arrival. You can find the details on my website at www.tyustours.com/blueskytours. Every destination is creating their own program to safely bring travelers back. It's Your Time to Travel has found a Switch-based nonprofit organization that has created an app called Common Pass. Common Pass is a simple solution for both travelers and border officials to bring travel back in a safe and secure way. The app keeps travelers' information safely and securely, and test results can easily be shared with officials to show compliance with domestic or international entry requirements. The CEO of the company heralded the app as a concrete tool that can get the world to connect again. The app has now successfully debuted on flights from Cathay Pacific and most recently United Airlines, which just sampled the Common Pass on the flight from London to Newark International Airport. Travelers arrived at the airport, checked into their flights, went to the testing facility, and scanned their Common Pass. They then scanned the barcode of the tests, and negative results were stored in the app, which is then scanned and displayed during boarding. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection and the Centers for Disease Control Prevention observed the Common Pass demonstration in Newark and were pleased with the rollout. Passengers on board were also comforted by knowing that everyone on their flight had been tested for COVID-19 and had negative results. This is the type of system needed to restore travelers' confidence. The next steps would be to roll Common Pass out more widely within the industry. Starting in November and December, Common Pass will launch routes across Asia, Africa, the Americas, Europe, and the Middle East. It's Your Time to Travel. We'll continue to monitor the development of Common Pass app to see if it helps to safely open our borders. Some additional issues that just came up in the last few days. The CDC issues updated cruise warnings as no sales is set to expire. Even as cruising has relaunched overseas and several U.S. lines are hoping to welcome guests by the end of the year, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control has issued a new warning which could throw a wrench into the cruises returning. With the current no-sail order set to expire on October 31st, the CDC last week released what is known as a Level 3 warning regarding cruising. In it, they suggest that travelers defer all cruise travel wide. A Level 3 warning is the organization's highest designation, with level one suggesting travelers practice usual precautions, level two saying they should practice enhanced precautions, and level three is suggesting that you don't cruise at all. So the CDC's no-sail order has allowed, if the CDC no-sail order is allowed to expire on October 31st as currently scheduled, it would open the door to ships welcoming passengers back before the end of the year. But before they can do so, they will need to implement the various protocols which have been developed. on our next show, which is Thursday, November the 12th at 6:30, we will have the business development manager for Royal Caribbean to discuss their safety protocols for safely returning to cruising. Also announced this week, Jamaica is making it mandatory for visitors to purchase Jamaica's travel insurance. The program is set to launch mid-November and will require all travelers, no matter if they are already covered with their own travel insurance, to purchase a package which will give them a bundle of coverages. On our show Thursday, December the 10th at 6:30, we will have the business development manager for the Jamaican Tourist Board to discuss Jamaica's travel insurance program and the application process every customer already has to complete online before visiting. And just in case you can't wait for our next shows to find out more information, you can always visit our Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, and the latest information is listed on there. Wow, that was a lot to cover. That was absolutely a lot to cover. But in the segment that we have coming up, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for our special calling guest, Noel Joseph, sales and marketing manager for Antigua and Bermuda Tourism. That's coming up in the second half of the show. And he will talk to us about the newest and hottest destination in the Caribbean, which is Antigua and its neighbor, sister island, Bermuda. And that would be in the second half of the show. But for the segment for Travel with the Expert, I want to talk about my company, Tyus Tours and Travel. And just in case you didn't know, Tyus Tours and Travel is a full-service travel agency. One of the services we provide is issuing airline tickets. As a result of COVID-19, over 4 million flights were canceled, leaving over 150 million passengers in need of a refund or exchange for their flight. This created a tsunami of refund requests across the entire airline industry, more than any company could have planned for or imagined. So let's put all that into perspective. The worst disaster that we had was 9/11. And during 9/11, the domestic flights canceled were 70,000. And during 9/11, the amount of passengers on these flights were 10,500,000. So during the COVID-19, the domestic flights canceled were 1 million. And then the amount of passengers on these flights total 150 million. That's 14 times more than the worst case scenario. So what about COVID-19 cancellations around the world? Flights canceled around the world for the COVID-19 was in the numbers of 4 million. And passengers on the flights were 590 million people. So what have we learned from that? What have we learned from that disaster that happened when COVID-19 first came out? So just to let you know, we've come up with some enhanced tools. People waited for hours, days, to get their refunds and things exchanged. And what we've come up with one of the vendors that services me for airline tickets is we've come up with a process that we push a button and your refund gets processed. But when you travel with Tyus Tours and Travel, you're not traveling alone. We will keep you informed and updated with flight information, including confirming your flight 24 hours before you travel. So if you're traveling with Tyus Tours and Travel, You don't have to worry about confirming your flight. We'll do that for you. And we will do it as early as possible within that 24 hours. We update you with travel information about every hotel, airline, resort, and restaurant on your itinerary, which will also have their own policies in place for staff and guests. We keep you well aware of what you can expect from vendors and what will be expected of you as guests. We will keep you informed on what you will need to wear. Will you need a mask in certain common areas? We'll keep you informed on all that. Will you be required to sign a document stating you have not been exposed to COVID-19? We'll help you cover all that. And whatever communicating health and safety policies, we will include links to the original sources rather than trying to interpret them all over an email. And if there is one thing that we learned from this pandemic, is things change. And when you're traveling with Thai Surgeon Travel, we are on call 24 hours, 7 days a week. While you're traveling, you can contact us by phone, text, or email. Because of the pandemic, we created a new tool to help make processing refunds early. This tool is called, it's something that the vendor has that we can refund, change, or cancel and request a refund booking by hitting a button. This process will be much faster in getting your bookings charged, getting your bookings changed or refunded. Our customer support team is working hard to get all change and refund requests processed in the order of the travel date. Plus, we offer our own travel insurance. It's called Travel Safe Insurance. We also teach you how to travel luggage free. And through our service, we can now book low-cost carriers, Spirit, Frontier, JetBlue, and Sun County Airlines. And just so you know, with the low-cost carriers, there's things you need to keep in mind with the low-cost carriers. That you pay for extras. The low-cost airlines may charge for extras like food, priority boarding, seat allocating, and baggage. Refunds. Bookings are non-refundable when outside of the void window. Changes. If changes are allowed, Thai Surgeon Travel will be happy to assist with payment of change fee. Ticketless. There are ticketless transactions. These are ticketless transactions. Ticket numbers are not generated. Once payment is given to the carrier, a confirmation is provided. The void window. Ticketless carriers have a different void window than the normal airlines. If booked at least 7 days ahead of time, tickets need to be canceled within 24 hours of booking in order to qualify for a full refund. Please keep in mind, Thai Tourism Travel needs time to process your request. Do not wait until the last minute to request a void, or it may not be a possibility. Please note, bookings purchased within 7 days of departure are always non-refundable and non-voidable. Also available to book now through our service is Southwest Airlines. And for more information on any of these services, you can visit our website at www.tirestours.com or call 866-547-5362. So that's just a service that we provide for a small fee. If you're not booking a vacation with us, we do issue airline tickets. And the airline tickets would be ticketless. We do all the major airlines. And there's things that we would do for you, the little fee that we charge, but we will confirm your flights 24 hours before you travel. We will do that for you. So if you're on vacation having a great time, you don't have to worry about confirming your flight. We will do that for you. It's one of the things we will do for you. Just to let you know, through all this pandemic, this COVID-19, Tyus Tours and Travels had clients traveling out of the country during that time period, and we stayed in contact with them and got everyone home safely and on time with no delay. So that's just one of the things we will do for you if you book your airline tickets with Tyus Tours and Travel. So coming up in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about Antigua and Barbados, which is open and continue to welcome international travelers. This week on It's Your Time to Travel, our special calling guest would be Noel Joseph, Sales and Marketing Manager for Antigua and Bermuda, who will discuss the Twin Island destination. So, if you're looking to social distance, Antigua is the perfect place. If you're dreaming of sun, sea, and space in Antigua and Bermuda, you find all three in abundance. The tropical twin island paradise, renowned for its 365 beaches, secluded harbors, boutique properties, private villas, one-of-a-kind attractions, and very diverse food scene, is the perfect place to escape, broaden your horizons, and enjoy all the space you need. All that is coming up in the second half of the show. But, you know, there's some things going on, and things are changing pretty fast. But the situation with Jamaica wanting to force people to buy their travel care package before you travel to Jamaica, along with everything else, is something that we will get into detail on our show, December the 10th, with Oral Chambers, who is the business development manager for the Jamaican Tourist Board, and also again on November the 12th, we'll have the business development manager from Royal Caribbean, and Chris will talk about all the safety protocols that you have to do when it comes time to cruising, when we can cruise safely again. She'll talk about all the protocols necessary to cruise. And there's some things that we learned because MSC Cruises is already selling overseas. And there's some things that we learned from them that they do. Of course, everybody has to have a test. You can only leave the ship if you are on one of their private excursions. If you leave the group, you will not be able to board back on the ship again. Those are some of the protocols that we already know are going on for cruises selling overseas now. And we're hoping that this Common Pass will be a simple solution to all our problems and make everybody comfortable about traveling again. This Common Pass app was successfully used on United Airlines for a flight from London to Newark. It worked very, very well. Travelers arrived at the airport, checked into their flights, went to the testing facility, scanned their Common Pass. They then scanned the barcode of the test, and negative tests were stored in the app, which is then scanned and displayed during boarding. So we're hoping that process will enable us to get back to traveling again, that we can prove that everybody is flying is totally negative. And the next steps for this Common Pass will be starting in November and December. And the Common Pass will launch routes across Asia, Africa, the Americas, Europe, and the Middle East. So just a lot going on. The CDC issued an updated cruise warning as no sale is set to expire. And that was set to expire on October 31st. And the CDC has come out with a new ruling. It is simply, with the current no-sale order to set to expire on October 31st, the CDC last week released what is known as a level 3 warning regarding cruising. And that is the highest warning that you can get. Simply to state that people shouldn't cruise. And this is worldwide. So a level 3 warning is the organization's highest destination, with level 1 suggesting travelers practice usual precautions, level 2 saying they should practice enhanced precautions, and level 3 is just saying that you shouldn't cruise. So all these things we have coming up on the show in the future about how can we safely return to cruising. That show will be November 12th. And also about Jamaica's new insurance policy. That show will take place on December 10th. And we will talk about all those things more in details when we have the experts here to get more into it. But you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And again, stay tuned for our special calling guest, Norrell Joseph. He's sales and marketing manager for Antigua and Bermuda Tourism. We also want to remind you to get out to vote. There's still time for early voting. When Norrell comes on the air, you know, there's a few questions I have for him. Number one is, where is Antigua at? Okay. And of course, what the weather's like and what is meant by your space in the sun. And also the next question is, why is the beach just beginning? So, those are questions we have. And the last question that I'll have for him is, when is Antigua's Carnival in 2021? Some of the videos, the last video that we have, will talk about how the Carnival went in 2020. So we need to know ahead of time so we can plan a trip during Antigua's Carnival, because on the video, it really, really looks exciting. Really looks exciting. So, again, I want to go back and tell you that I did visit a couple of weeks ago, around October the 12th, 13th, 14th. I stayed in the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. And I was reading the other day, and it stated that that was the spookiest destination in the state of Indiana. And I do have to admit, some of the areas there, the long, dark hallways, were kind of spooky. Monday wasn't that bad because Monday was a holiday and the place was packed. I had to stand in line to have dinner. But Tuesday, it was kind of empty it's a historical place. And with historical places, there are a lot of eerie feelings in there. But the place is absolutely beautiful. And if you get a chance, you should visit that destination because it is absolutely beautiful. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk about Antigua and Bermuda in the second half of the show. Look Up in the Sky. It's a superhero travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned to find out more about Antigua and Barbuda. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
This is Judge Terry Jameson. You marched in the street for justice. Now march to the polls and vote. Vote for Judge Terry Jameson because you need judges in the court who will treat you honestly, fairly, and with respect. I have been endorsed by the Democratic Party. I have the full support of the Baptist Ministerial Alliance, firefighters, educators, and social workers. Vote for justice. Vote for Judge Terry Jameson for Court of Appeals.
Paid for by Committee for Terry Jameson.
La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul Food Specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times, like all times, are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33. With not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. The topic for today's show is your space in the sun, Antigua and Bermuda, with special calling guest Narelle Joseph. Narelle, do I have you on the line? And we just want to remind everybody to get out to vote. You know, there's still time for early voting. And my guest from Antigua is Noel. Hello. So we have a couple of videos we need to show. And one of the videos is just an intro video. It's only 30 seconds, and it talks about your space in the sun. And I have my calling guest on the other line. Narelle, can you hear me? Yep. So we'll go ahead and move forward. He is on the other line. We're trying to get that worked out now. Yep. So, Narelle, are you there? Okay. Just so you know, Antigua and Antigua and Bermuda is open and continue to welcome international travelers. And we have a special guest. We're trying to get him on the line now. The tropical islands of Antigua and Bermuda are located in the heart of the Caribbean, about 1,000 miles to the east of Jamaica, and half that distance from Trinidad on the coast of South America. They are at 17 north latitude, and 61 west longitude. The island of Antigua was born out of the sea by a volcano about 30 million years ago. A young island in world time. On the northern flank of this volcano, reefs were formed. Hence, the greater part of Antigua is a low-lying and is composed of limestone rock. The highest point of Antigua is 1,319 feet in the southwest and is called Boggy Peak. But the limestone highlands of Bermuda rise to only 125 feet. Carl, are you there yet? The area of Antigua is about 128 square miles wide. Bermuda is 62 square miles. The population of the former is approaching 80,000, but the latter is unpopulated at about 1,300. Days and nights are refreshingly cool by the general trade winds. And I know in that area, the weather is unbelievable. It's totally unbelievable. So, caller, are you still there? Bermuda became separated from Antigua by 28 miles when the sea levels of the world rose at about 10,000 BC. Today, parts of Bermuda are geologically flooded to form interesting lagoons. And here you may see the largest breeding and nesting colony of the magnificent frigate bird in the world. Bermuda supports a tremendous diversity of native habitats, as yet unthreatened by development. Reef fringe Bermuda may be one of the best kept ecological secrets in the West Indies. Her rugged scenery, beautiful beaches, one at least 12 miles long, lagoons, wildlife may be a resource as valuable as its fisheries. Escape 2020 and visit Antigua and Bermuda, where we've got the sun, the sea, and plenty of much needed space. So are we still having problems? Antigua's shoreline is washed almost exclusively by the Caribbean Sea and is hugged by 95 miles of coastline. Her sister, Bermuda, is surrounded by protective reefs and features large lagoons and a frigate bird sanctuary. The islands are best known for their friendly and welcoming people, pink and white sandy beaches, crystal clear waters, and the most satisfying and enjoyable climate in the world. So we're still trying to get our guests on the line, but I've covered where Antigua is. We had some videos to show, the video's on now, and that is a video of Antigua. It should be visit Antigua and Bermuda. The beach is just the beginning. That'll take you through most of it, but it is a destination that's okay. We're going to try and get the guests on the line now. Hold on just a minute. I'm going to try and get him on the line now. It looks like we were having some problems with our phone system.
Hello, this is Norrell.
Norrell, this is Ricky from It's Your Time to Travel. Sorry, we had some phone problems there.
Yes, I just heard the video playing and then it just went dark on me.
Okay. Okay. You're on the air now. I called you on my cell phone, but you're on the air now.
Okay, great.
Okay. So I have some questions for you, and you can probably explain them better than me. Where is Antigua located at?
All right. Well, thanks for this, the time to have this interview with you and to share updates on the destination to your audience, Ricky, and of course, a pleasant good afternoon, good evening to everyone. In terms of where we are in relation to the rest of the Caribbean, we're in the Leeward Islands. So that's just about a 3.5-hour flight from JFK, New York, or 2.5-hour flight from Miami into Antigua. And of course, Antigua is the main island, and that's where most of the resorts and the tours and the excursions are. And then you can also do a stay, or you can visit our sister island of Barbuda for a day trip. And that is 27 miles northeast of Antigua, our sister island of Barbuda. And it's more of a lush green island, it's not overly developed. So it's that perfect place if you want to just get away and have some tranquility and some seclusion and just be one with nature. It's a very lush green island. And there's quite a few things you can do on Barbuda, including you can walk 17 miles in either direction on a beautiful pink sand beach and not see anyone at all during your walk. And so we have a bit of a fun saying in Antigua that we've been practicing social distance before it became cool, because there's never, ever a crowded beach on Antigua or a sister island of Barbuda. And like I mentioned, there's so many more things that you can do in Barbuda and Antigua, and we can get into that in more detail.
Okay, fantastic. So what's the weather like?
It is a cool 75 to 85 degrees all year round.
Wow.
It's beautiful. It's bright and sunny. Today we had a few rain clouds because there was a bit of a rainstorm in. What you will never find in Antigua is a dark and gloomy overcast for an entire day or two, unless there's a storm in the area. Those we get very rarely. You know, I'm based here in New York, and it's been dark and gloomy for the last week almost. So Antigua is definitely the place you want to be in as you get into this fall and winter weather.
Wow. That sounds fantastic. So I think you explained it, but what is meant by your space in the sun?
Oh, yes. You're right. I was getting into that just there when I mentioned that we've been practicing social distance before it became cool. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're saying to folks. On the Twin Island destination of Antigua and Barbuda, we provide what we're saying right now is sun, sea, and safety. And we're encouraging everyone to if you're taking your vacation, if you need a break from everything that's going on, it's perfectly safe for you to travel to us. We're encouraging you to come on down, carve out your own space in the sun. And what we're saying is there's not a crowded beach. It's a safe destination. We have in terms of some folks might be wondering, well, what's the circumstance on the island as it relates to COVID? Right now we have 6 active cases on the island, and a majority of our cases are folks who have traveled abroad and have come back with the virus. And in terms of getting to the island, our protocol right now is that everyone must have a PCR test done within 7 days of their arrival. So while that's quite a window in terms of having the test done, it makes it a little bit easier, because we know that there's some places here in the United States where having access to a PCR test within 7 days for you to travel might still be a challenge. So we've given you a bit of a window there that you can utilize. Mm-hmm. But it somewhat just encourages folks to make sure that, you know, it's safe for them to travel before they actually get on a plane and come down to the destination. So it keeps them safe, and it keeps us safe as well, while we try to keep the virus at bay on what is a very small island.
Right. So why is the beach just the beginning?
That's because there is so much more to us. I didn't mention it before because I was leaving that for a bit of a big moment to say we have 365 gorgeous beaches in and around the Twin Island destination. So that's another reason why we say there's lots of space for you to social distance, because there's never a crowded beach, because we have so many beaches. And so we're saying with 365 gorgeous beaches, while we're known for, you know, having some of the best beaches in the Caribbean, there's so much to the destination. You know, get involved in our culture. We're about to celebrate our 39th anniversary of independence on November 1st. So right now on island, that's a huge celebration going on, not in the scale that it usually is, but there are, you know, heritage and cultural events still taking place virtually, some of them, acknowledge that during our independence from Britain, as we're former British colonies, that we want to celebrate our history and our culture. So you can, that's an aspect that you can get involved in as well. The cuisine, the food, the gastronomy on the destination, the food is absolutely fantastic. I'm just thinking about it makes me salivate having some of that local dishes and the whole, especially now during our independence, you're going to see everything on display from the fungi and the saltfish and, and the pepper pot, which are some of our local national treasures in terms of some of the things that we hold dear to in terms of cuisine. So that's why we say the beach is just the beginning. There's so many different facets to the destination that it's not just the beaches, it's so much more that we have to offer.
So do you have a date for the carnival in 2021 yet?
We do not as yet. We're really hoping that by next summer that the world will be right again and things will be normal and we'll be able to host Carnival 2021, which would be our 65th carnival. Hosting carnival in Antigua. So we're really hoping that we're able to host it. But in all eventuality, if we're able to, it will culminate on the first Monday and Tuesday in August. It's always ending on the first Monday and Tuesday in August, and it's 2 weeks leading into the first Monday and Tuesday in August. So we can certainly keep you updated.
Sure.
When the time is most appropriate to say yes, Carnival 2021 will be on, and we look forward to having everyone come to jump and jam with us.
Yeah, because I would love to put a group together and come visit the carnival, because the video that you have of it, it looks so exciting.
Oh yeah, I am one of those guys who are perennially on the parade route in my costume and having fun. So I can tell you from firsthand information that it's certainly something you'd want to be part of.
Yeah, we here at It's Your Time to Travel definitely want to be part of the carnival. Whenever you guys announce that you're having it, if you can just let me know ahead of time, we can put a group together and come over and enjoy your destination, plus enjoy the festivities going on for the carnival.
Absolutely.
So talk about some of the resorts that you have on the island. I know on your webinar today, you talked about several different resorts. Talk about some of the resorts that's on the island.
Of course. We're very proud of the fact that on Antigua and Barbuda, we offer a plethora of options for folks who are wishing to travel, from your adults-only and couples-only resorts, your family-friendly resorts, your resorts which are geared towards groups, all-inclusives, non-all-inclusives, large properties, 300-400 rooms, to your small boutique properties, which are 30, 40, 50, 60 rooms at most. So I like to say there's something on the island for everyone at every price point. So no matter what it is that you're looking for, from your luxury resort to your small boutique bed and breakfast and cottage, or fantastic villas as well, there is literally something for everyone depending on what you're looking for and what your feel is for a resort. If you want a great beach, you want a large beach, you want a small beach, you want the white sand beach, you want the golden brown sand beach, it all depends. There is something for everyone that you can find on both of the islands.
So 365 beaches, that's one beach every day of the year.
Every day of the year. And in all truth, there are actually 366 now, because one of our new properties, which opened last December, built itself a beach, a man-made beach. So really, it's 366 beaches. So I can now say 365 beaches, one for every day of the year, plus that extra beach for the leap year.
Plus one, huh?
Yes, plus one.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go too. I'm ready to get out of New York and go and have a little bit of sun and fun.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to cover in the last few minutes?
Well, just just to reiterate that Antigua and Barbuda is a very safe destination. We welcome everyone. You'll find that we're some of the friendliest people that you'll ever find in the Caribbean. Very welcoming. If you're traveling about and you need directions, you'll get directions. We'll even invite you into our homes and cook you a meal. So you can really have a really fun time and enjoy yourself and have that nice, tranquil, relaxing vacation on Antigua and or our sister island of Barbuda. And if I could just mention as well, as it's something that might be of interest to your listeners, right now as well, we've just recently launched a digital nomad residency program where we're saying to folks, look, if you want to get away for an extended period of time, 3, 6 months, up to a year or 2 years, we're welcoming you to say, hey, come on down to Antigua. We have a digital residency program we're calling a nomad digital residency program. You can just come on down and get yourself a home away from home until you're ready to return to the United States and be in a nice tropical warm weather destination all year round. So lots to offer on the Twin Island destination, which we're saying is your space in the sun.
So you're offering a place for the snowbirds to come to other than Florida.
That's right. And like I mentioned, we're not very far. I imagine, your audience is very wide and varied, but in terms of flight times from the U.S., it's 2.5 hours from Miami, 3.5 hours from New York. So okay. You have a barometer there to see from the north to the south.
That sounds fantastic. I have one last question. I was reading about the history of Antigua, and it talked about, is it Devil's Bridge?
Yes, Devil's Bridge is one of our national monuments, out of our national parks, and it's a natural carving that was done on the lots. Northeastern of the eastern side of the island, which is limestone. So you'll find three soil types in Antigua as well: limestone, clay, and the volcanic soil in the south. On the eastern side is limestone carving made from what is the Atlantic Ocean on the eastern side, which carved itself almost into a bridge which you can walk across. And it has a very morbid history to it, in terms of back in the days of slavery.
Right.
Slaves from the various plantations who escaped from the plantations, they would, for various reasons, would jump from that bridge or that area, trying to swim back to Africa because that's the eastern part of the island. And by all intents and purposes, it's the Atlantic Ocean brushing you up against those limestone.
Right.
They did not fare well, and many of them died. And so it has that morbid history to it, and so which has somewhat given it the name of Devil's Bridge, as you can imagine. But it's a beautiful little carving that folks always go and take pictures, and some attempt to walk across the bridge. I've done it. We don't always recommend it, but of course, if you're somewhat of a daredevil, pun intended, then you can certainly take the chance and walk across, but certainly something that you want to see and take pictures.
Well, we look forward to coming over there. Hopefully, we can get the information about the carnival. If not, I think February or March would be a great time to come visit you. And I thank you for calling in and telling us about your great destination. This is Noriel Joseph. He is Antigua and Barbuda Sales and Marketing Manager. And and thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, Ricky, and to all to yourself, your family, and everyone listening. Please continue to stay safe and be well until we can all see each other again on beautiful Antigua Barbuda, your space in the sun.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Ricky. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Look up in the sky. As a superhero of travel is Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.